T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, Joe, coach me up on this, because I think I have a minority opinion. If Dwayne Haskins wears number 7, that doesn't change how great you were. That doesn't change anything about your career and that you should have a place of reverence among Redskins fans forever. I think this wishy-washy kind of thing about these semi-retired jerseys is just makes it uncomfortable, right? Like yours and then Darryl Green's and then other guys that were great players. Either retire the jerseys or let whoever wear them. Tell me why I'm wrong on that. What am I missing?
I don't think you're necessarily wrong. We don't have jerseys retired, but I can tell you this, as a guy who's had his jersey, quote unquote, protected for 35 years, I appreciate it very much. I just got off the phone with Dwayne just a little while ago, and I told him it was okay to wear number 7. So here's the scoop. I've given him permission to, not that, you know, I felt like I needed to, but he was respectful enough to ask. We had a really nice conversation. It's important to him. And, hey, I want the kid to be successful. He doesn't need to worry about, well, I wish I could have worn a different jersey. I wish I could have worn a number. If this is one less thing that puts any problems out there or issues out there for him or statements or comments, let's make his life as easy as possible so that we can get the success from him that we're hoping and expecting.
So can you take us through it all? Are you willing to share any of that, what he basically said and what you told him or what advice you gave him? And do you think he will wear the number? Because I think that he still could decide, well, you know what, maybe it's not the best interest to do that.
I think he's decided that he wants to do it. So let me just say that. I like to keep conversations, you know, private, but I will say this. We had a conversation, had a wonderful conversation, looking forward to meeting him and seeing him, looking forward to spending time with him. Not from a coaching standpoint, we've got great coaches to take care of. Goodness knows we've got enough quarterbacks on the staff who can coach him up. But he wanted to make sure it was okay with me to be able to wear the number, and I said yes. And that was the extent of our conversation. There wasn't any in-depth, you know, let's talk about the future, let's talk about the game kind of conversations.
Why let him do it? I mean, you said it meant a lot to you. Is it that you believe so much in him personally, or just the respect that you have for almost like him asking, hey, for your daughter's hand in marriage, and you're like, oh, I'll let you do it. You came to me first. I mean, why say yes?
It's a little bit like that, you know. It was I'd read that he had wanted to talk to me before any decision was made. I thought that was, you know, wonderfully respectful. Like I said, the team has basically protected it for all these years. And it's not a retired number. It's, I guess you could call it a semi-active number. And the young man, it was important to him. And I, you know, like I said, I want to make it as easy as possible for him to make the transition to be the quarterback of the Washington Redskins. He, you know, obviously has been designated the future of this franchise, and why not make it easy on him? And I guess it'll be interesting to see another number 7 running out there that's 6 inches taller and about, oh, I don't know, 40 pounds heavier. Heck, it's funny. I wore the number at Notre Dame, and they gave it to defensive linemen. So actually, he's smaller than the guys that wore it at Notre Dame.
That's funny. Well, Joe, I think it's classy of you to do so, especially,
seriously,
know, as excited as we all are for Haskins, he's never played a snap. It's not like they're bringing in a guy who's had a Hall of Fame career elsewhere. So that's a cool thing that you're allowing him to do that.
I appreciate it, guys. Like I said, it's, you know, let's make his life and his transition as easy as possible and, you know, get the fans excited. Now, all of a sudden, maybe there'll be some jerseys, number 7s. The name will be different on the back, but there might be some number 7 jerseys out there.